This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Authorities have identified the gunman at yesterday's school shooting in Evergreen High School as a 16-year-old student. Authorities say he used a revolver-style handgun starting just before 12:30, firing multiple rounds in multiple locations at the high school, both in and behind the school. Two students were injured by the gunfire before the shooter turned the gun on himself. He later died at the hospital. One victim remains in critical condition. Authorities also confirmed today that the shooter had been radicalized by, quote, some sort of extremist network. That information coming from details found in the early stages of this investigation, though no motive has been released. Jackie Kelly with the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office said the quick lockdown actions of students and teachers likely saved additional lives.
He had to keep reloading. He would fire and reload, fire and reload, fire and reload. This went on and on. And as he did that, he tried to find new targets. He came up against a roadblock on many of those doors. He couldn't get to those kids. There's not enough to be said for the work that the teachers, the coaches, the staff, the students.
Students and teachers with vehicles in the school's west lot and nearby rec center are able to pick up their vehicles today if they are already in possession of their keys. To do so and to get any additional support or to give statements to investigators, you're asked to return to Bergen Meadows Elementary School. Evergreen High School will remain closed for the remainder of the week. If you or someone you know needs help, you can dial the National Crisis Hotline at 988. Scattered dusty thunderstorms are possible this afternoon across Denver, Boulder, and Centennial. A flood watch has been issued for much of the western slope through tomorrow. This is CPR News in KRCC.